Cleaning Nation, welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. I am so excited to hang out with you today. So excited to introduce you to our guest, who is a friend of mine and a super cool person. Before we get into that good stuff, let's start with some other good stuff. If you are an ISSA member, ISSA is the International Sanitary Supply Association and the big trade group for our little cleaning world. They're having their big fat event with tens of thousands of owners of cleaning company in Dallas in just a couple weeks. I'm not sure when this podcast is going live, but very soon, end of October, I'm going to be there. We're going to have a party for Cleaning Nation. It's going to be super fun. And we talked to the ISSA into giving Cleaning Nation free tickets to the event. You've got to be a member of the group. But if you want your free ticket, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/ISSA 2018. growmycleaningcompany.com/ISSA 2018. We are going to hang out. It's going to be a party. I've got a little speaking gig in the convention corner. All sorts of fun will be happening. So check it out. I'll see you there. Today, we are chatting with Thomas Smith from Joy Cleaning. Joy Cleaning has been serving the Anacortes, Washington area for the last 5 years. Although Tomas was a Johnny-come-lately, joining his bride full-time just a year ago. If you want to reach out to Thomas and Kristen and the whole Joy team, you can hold them at www.joycleaningwa.com. Thomas, welcome to the show, mi amigo.
Hey, how's it going? I'm glad to be here.
Living the dream, baby. So I've known Thomas, feels like a long time. He was at our live event in Temecula. I might have to see if I can post some of the videos you guys made. If you, Thomas, if you send me the videos you made in Temecula, I will have Christy, our amazing VA, post them on your show notes page, because I think Cleaning Nation needs to know the awesomeness that is Team Joy.
Absolutely. I'll get those sent over to you right away. And it was a ton of fun living with you for 3 days in a mansion that was ridiculous.
The mansion was ridiculous. There was like, I don't know, 20 of us, give or take, with spouses and everything. And it was a big fat party. If anyone else wants to participate, I don't know that I've really rolled it out, but since we're on the topic, growmycleaningcompany.com/live, you can get to our next event. It is in January 2018. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live. We rented another even bigger, even fancier mansion right here in my hometown, Phoenix, so I don't have to travel. It will be January. The weather here will be perfect. If you live somewhere cold, want to hang out, go to your cleaning company, let's do it. All right, enough of that nonsense, dude. What's going on in your world? How can I help you today?
Well, today my question for you is, what goes into the daily maintenance of a healthy time management habit? Because I'm somebody who, it's just a completely foreign concept to me.
Beautiful. Love that question. I think I mentioned you off air. It's so crazy how we've done hundreds and hundreds. We're probably close to 400 episodes. And every time I think we're out of new and exciting things to talk about, some amazing human being from Cleaning Nation comes up with something great, like time management, which is huge. Really, the only two things we manage is companies is our time and our money. And of the two, I think the time is more valuable, and we spend so little time talking about it. So this is, I believe Thomas's, yeah, he was at the live event. So he has got access to the Clean Profit Method. So this can be found for you, my friend. I think module 1.2, 1.3, 2.1, but there's a whole module on time tracking. There's a spreadsheet in there, everything that you need. But I still want to give an overview to you, Thomas, so I can answer any questions. And of course, the Cleaning Nation. So first and foremost, the way I like to do it is to, at the end of the week or the beginning of the week, for me, it'd probably be at the beginning, start my day. So Monday morning, my first thing I'm always going to do when it comes to work is writing out my entire schedule for the week, just like a budget for money. Instead of just kind of figuring out at the end what happened or going, where'd all our money go? We say we want this amount to go to rent, this amount to go to fun, and this amount to go to whatever, and you know, blah, blah, blah. Same with our time. Instead of getting to the end of the week and going, God, I worked all week and it feels like I worked so hard, but what did I get done? You want to plan for what you want to get done first and track it. So I'm going to plan out the whole week on Monday. And typically, once you've done this a couple of weeks, you'll have kind of a standard week that you'll use. Like there's a flow that you'll get into in terms of, you know, maybe I go to the office in the morning, get the team started if you're residential, or check some accounts, or here's when I do sales. So you'll kind of have a flow that you'll use. Of course, your whole week's going to go to pot, right? Generally, when I what I schedule on Monday for Friday, it never comes true. But what I do in addition to that is, at the end of the day, track all the time that I did. I do it in half hour chunks. So I don't write every little thing I did, but for that half hour, I kind of write the big thing. So if I got ready for work, I put get ready. If I had a conversation with an employee, I do that. If I cleaned, I put that. If I, you know, was doing a coaching call, whatever I'm doing, I don't write every little thing. Like Thomas, I did this. And when we talked about that, he made a funny joke and I thought it was great. You know, we don't do that. We just said, talk to Thomas or did a podcast, right? that's the step one, which will bring you almost no value. You got to get step two and three. Step two is at the end of the day, you write what you actually did and compare and contrast. Step three is you, and this is the key, you write notes about how you feel. There's basically four categories of how you did. Either did what you want or you didn't, and you feel good about it or you don't. So we'll, if you did what you wanted to do and you don't feel good about it, that means you need to get better at planning, right? The things that you wrote down weren't what you wanted to do and you did something different, you need to get better planning. If you did what you said and you feel good about it, that means not only are you good at planning, but you are disciplined. It was a good day. Now, if you didn't do what you said and you don't feel good about it, that means we need more discipline, right? We wrote down what you're supposed to do, but you did something different. Either way, kind of that those notes in terms of how you feel about it are going to help you plan better. So say you've got a whole day of work that happens, and in the morning, heaven forbid, you and the lovely Kristen have a big fat fight and you don't want to do any work and you just take the whole day off. And at the end of the day, you have to write, slept, kicked the dog, yelled at Kristen, you know, cried in my beer, just a long, sad list of terrible things, you know, called my mom, told her what a jerk Kristen was, felt bad about that call and sent an email retracting all, you know, whatever you're doing. Going forward, you might go, well, obviously things happen and maybe I wasn't going to be able to do all the things that I planned, but I feel really terrible now that I didn't do a blessed thing for that day. So maybe if this happens again, I'm going to relook at my schedule and say, hey, here's the two important things I've got to get done. I'm going to do that. And then I'm going to allow myself to wallow in my tears for the rest of the day. But the thing is, you've got to analyze it. So it's not just tracking. It's not just planning your time. You, in addition to planning, you also have to track what you are, what you actually did. And then you have to kind of talk about how you feel about it so you can get better at it going forward, either better at sticking to your plan or better at making a plan that you want to stick to. So far, so good?
Yeah, absolutely. That's making a ton of sense. I mean, I'd never even thought of that. Tracking how you felt about your day. That's amazing.
Yeah, well, because you don't want to just crap on yourself and be like, I planned on conquering the world and instead I ate ice cream and now I feel terrible. Not helpful, right? You want to kind of be like, okay, what could have I done that's, maybe somewhere with, I ate some ice cream and I didn't conquer the entire world, but I got some stuff done. So there's kind of got to be that reflection. The last advanced piece I would encourage you to is to start color coding it, because what happens is we're going to track this every week. And I recommend having 1 week of tracking on, and again, we give this to you in the Clean Profit Method, 1 week of tracking per tab on your spreadsheet. So at the end of the year, you'll have 52 of these tabs and you can just click at the bottom through them. The way that you really can kind of focus, because the big thing we want to work on is moving from the in your business type of work, which is cleaning, buying supplies, paying vendors, talking to customers, on driving on and on, the nonsense part of it, and move towards the on your business, which is creating systems, creating culture, learning, educating yourself, investing in yourself, investing in your team, that sort of a thing. And then off of your business, which just means you're not doing a blessed thing. Other than, you and Kristen made up, so you guys go to the movies and have fun, and life's great. Fantastic. So when you color code those, you can look at your entire week and get a really good plan of, hey, on Monday, I'd plan to do a lot of on my business work, and I'll be danged if I didn't just work in the business the whole frickin' time. So when you start color coding them, and A, the planned and the actual columns match up, like they're all yellow for on, and I actually did it, that'll start feeling good. And then you can also start watching the, let's say it's, red, because we don't want to work in our business. Say that's red. We watch the red, calendar pieces get smaller and smaller, and the green, maybe use that for working on your business, because that's money, get bigger and bigger. Or the off your business, which might be white or whatever you want, get bigger and bigger. It's nice to be able to see that flow. Oh, I had one more thing. So at the end of the day, you're going to record, make sure you record everything that you did. And I like to do it kind of in the middle of the day at the end, right? At the end of the day, if you're like, what did I do at 9:30? I can't remember. So around lunch, I try to fill out from when I got up to lunch. And at the end of the day, that's typically the last thing I would close my day with is, what I did from lunch to now. And then I look at tomorrow and adjust it, right? Because it may be I got ahead and some of the things I thought I was going to do tomorrow, I've already done, or they don't need to be done because something called. So I'm going to adjust kind of the rest of the week based on what I got done. And that's kind of the flow that I use. Questions, comments, rude remarks?
I was going to say, what kind of technology do you use to keep track of all of this? Do you use your phone? Do you use like a notepad? I mean, what's your secret?
Google Sheets, not a secret. I'll tell you for free. Google Sheets. Again, at the top, it just says Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And at the along the side, it's, depending on when you wake up, 7 to 7:30, 7:30 to 8, 8:30 to 9, down to kind of when you're done working, 9:30 to 10 or 4 to 4, 4:30 to 5 or whatever. So just literally Google Sheets.
Okay, fantastic. That's amazing.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, when I work with my one-on-one folks, I get a lot of pushback on this, never pushback. Always, that's a great idea. I'm going to do it. And then when we talk again, I didn't do that. That was hard. So emotionally or mentally, there's some sort of problem. But I want to encourage you. It's a habit, just like anything else. So if you're not all in, you're going to struggle. But if you're committed to, I'm going to make this a habit, and just commit to doing it for 2 weeks, and you do it perfectly for 2 weeks, it's now a habit you have for the rest of your life. Full disclosure and transparency: I do not use this scheduling system all the time. When I feel like my work life is in balance and I'm getting done all the things I want to get done, I don't use it. It's fine. It's when I start feeling out of balance or out of whack or I'm getting behind, I'll start tracking my time more clearly. So when you're developing the habit and the ability to use this time tracking thing, I would do it kind of religiously for at least 2 or 3 weeks so you have the habit down. And what'll happen is you'll start getting into a flow where you're like, man, I actually am I'm investing my time the way that I really want to invest my time. And then if you feel like at that point you want to back off, you can. So this isn't something you have to use every day for the rest of your life, no matter what, but it's definitely a tool and a skill that you want to have that you can whip out anytime you feel like you're getting overwhelmed or there's a very, very busy part of your business. I really recommend this highly to people. We walk a lot of people from part-time to full-time. In the less time that you have, a lot of people give me I don't have any time, so it doesn't make any sense for me to use it. That's insane. The less time you have, the more precious it is and the more closely you have to monitor it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the feeling that I'm trying to get past. You go from this employee mindset and, where they plan your whole day for you. And then now all of a sudden it's like, wait, you're the boss now. And you got to say what happens when. And that was a big challenge for me.
Well, and the crazy thing is most employees I found, if you really watch them the whole day, they're going to get on an 8-hour day. If they get 2 or 3 hours of real flat out work in, it's a good day. You don't have to say in front of God and everybody, Thomas, but maybe when you were an employee, if you were honest, you probably didn't clock in at 8, talk to nobody, no water cooler, no Facebook, no checking mail, nothing personal, no bathroom breaks, just work like a machine effectively and efficiently until 5 o'clock when you clocked out, right? There was probably a lot of futzing around and what's for lunch and who just came in and what's going on. And did you see this meme? This is hilarious. So when we get to be a owner, obviously we can still do that. It just costs us instead of the man, so to speak. So what I always try to start with is getting 2 or 3 hours of in your business focused work that's really going to move the needle. And instead of, fooling around with, checking email and stuff like that, you're kind of taking a break is going to be the, all right. So yeah, you're just going to 2 to 3 hours of on the business, creating systems, doing high dollar stuff. And then your break would be working in the business. If you want to talk to an employee or call someone back or do some stuff that is kind of day-to-day operational stuff, but not going to really transform your business. So you really want to make sure every day, if you can just get an hour or two of really focused work where you get a big thing done, a big overreaching goal and kind of high value work, you want to get into that habit consistently, if that helps at all.
Yeah. No, that's making a ton of sense. I mean, you're changing the way I'm looking at my week.
Well, mission accomplished, and our time here was not wasted, my friend. All right, so that's my rant. That's my spiel on that. Any questions, comments, or rude remarks before we hit the lightning round?
Not that I can think of.
Thomas, with no rude remarks, just so you guys know, Thomas is a big, loud, hilarious, sometimes pain in the butt kind of guy, and he gets on the podcast, he's acting super cool and straight. Do not be fooled. If Thomas will send us the videos that he made, you will get the real Thomas. This Thomas, I don't know how I feel about him, but he's kind of full of crap. So, and I think his bride and my bride have schemed behind my back because they both wanted to be on, and for whatever reason. The way they did is I get to talk to Thomas, who's by far the less good looking one. So my wife gets the good assignment of getting to talk to the pretty one. But that's fair because she's the pretty one of the two of us. So I guess me and Thomas, the uglies, this is the ugly guy podcast. But I think Kristen and Natalie are going to do a case study and they're going to dive into Joy Cleaning because they're really awesome. When we went to the live event, they had some transformational stuff and some ideas and ways they did I want to share with Cleaning Nation. But I will not get to do that because apparently my bride Natalie will be doing that with Kristen. So I will see if I can link to that case study in this. So if you want more of Team Joy, and you should because they're amazing, you'll have access to that. So as we hit the lightning round, again, I want to personally invite you to meet me, hang out at the ISSA event. Again, you got to be a member. I can't get your free membership to the group, although it's a great group to be associated with. If you are commercial, ISSA is almost a no-brainer. If you're a residential like Team Joy, I think ARCSI, which I won't even pretend to know what that stands for, but it's the residential arm. ISSA just bought ARCSI. That event is still, it's all at Dallas this month, and I'm going to be there. The aforementioned Pretty Natalie is going to be there. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/ISSA2018. Sign up for your free access to the show floor. If you are going, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/cleaningnation celebration and sign up for a little party we're having in suite just for Cleaning Nation. That said, let's do the lightning round. Three quick questions. Thomas is going to give three amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received, either personally or professionally?
The best piece of advice I've ever received would be the concept of fruit on the tree, right? Everybody's going to line up and give you tons of advice on how you should live your life and what you should be learning. But the way you figure that out as far as who you can trust is you look at their life. You know, do they live the life you want to live? Do they have the wife you want? Drive the car you want? You know, do the job that you want to be, you do the work that you want to be doing. And if they do, then that's somebody that you can really learn from. And, you know, you want to do your best to climb into their back pocket. And that's honestly, you know, one of the biggest things that changed my life, because it was like I knew I wanted direction, and I just couldn't find it anywhere. And then I went from, well, that guy's awesome. You know, that Mike guy, he's kind of funny looking, but he knows what he's talking about. You know, that's the best advice I ever received.
What I really hear is he saw me, and then he saw my beautiful bride, and then he went and did the same thing, and now he married a girl way too good looking for him, just like I did, and every now and again we'll also talk cleaning. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think you nailed it right on the head there.
All right, good. Just so we're clear about what's happening. All right, what's the biggest mistake? That's a great feedback, by the way. What's the biggest mistake you made in the cleaning business so we can all learn from you?
Oh, I would say the biggest mistake we made was simply just not knowing that you can start with employees. Like, where was I when that memo got sent out? I have no idea. we're starting cleaning now. I don't know.
On the residential side, it is shocking how high the percentage of people that start, certainly if you're not franchised, if you're just a regular, like most of Cleaning Nation, how many feel like they have to clean for some reason? You do not. That is wise words from the mouth of Thomas. All right, last question. Readers or leaders? I know you've got some good books holding out there. What's the best book you've read that you can share with Cleaning Nation so we can all immediately run out and get it and get all the value you got?
There is an amazing book by a man named John C. Maxwell called Sometimes You Win, Sometimes You Learn, and it's a book about handling failure, and that is one of the books I've ever written.
I gotta say,
ever written, I'm in red.
Yeah, I heard that. I was gonna let it slide, but you know, that's fine. We'll call it out. I was so excited about the concept. It's not something fun or sexy to talk about, but I couldn't agree more. Your ability to handle failure and how you choose to handle failure probably has more to do with your success than any one thing. I will not give up, and what other people consider a failure, I consider the next challenge, and I'll take on the next 100 challenges. I'll take that over brains, over skill, over money, over context, over just about anything. So that is, and I like John C. Maxwell. So well said, Thomas. You're bringing the heat. All right, man. Thank you so much for joining us, being such just a great human being. I can't wait to see what Natalie and Kristen come up with. Thanks for sharing your passion, your desire to grow. I appreciate you, Cleaning Nation. Appreciate you, Cleaning Nation. If you want to check out Thomas's show notes page, hopefully with the promised video that he made at the live event, or videos, which were awesome, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. It's all there. Check it out now. I'll see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.